What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Well, last night on the soybean market, corn market, wheat market made new contract highs both in old crop and new crop for many of those markets. For example, December Minneapolis wheat hit 750 last night. Dease corn hit 562 and November beans 1355. Phenomenal prices as the planters are rolling across the Midwest.
You talk about planting. We'll get a crop progress report out later today. How are we shaping up as far as getting that crop in the ground?
Talk to clients across Midwest, and some of them are done planting corn already, but I would say a large percentage of the Midwest will have its corn in by May 10th, following right behind it with beans. Plenty of moisture in the ground, and going to see warm temps here the next few weeks. Look for big progress report the next few weeks in the Midwest.
Despite these price levels, the demand still seems rather strong.
Good export sales here from across the world, and at a time when you think the demand would stop, right, as corn's went up close to a dollar in the last 16 days, demand's still firm for new crop corn and a tiny bit of old crop. So it's just absolutely dynamic market. It's by far the busiest I've seen in my career.
So what's not hot in this trade?
Inputs, Don, just, and that's not a secret, but assuming you could even get the input, products are changing daily, if not weekly, and the cost of doing business is going up, not only from the input stance. The CME group raised margins last week, and of course, as I checked the local elevator bids here in the Midwest, several elevators now adding a nickel to a dime charge. Of course, if you're doing an HTA at an elevator, that elevator is making the margin for you as they sell the futures for you. So cost doing business has went up tremendously here the last few months.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.